She picked up a beer bottle off the table, hit me on the back right side of the head, completely shattered the bone that held my eye.
It was one against two.
She was highly intoxicated, and we were not looking for a fight.
But now, the ladies in red are about to take on Judy.
You didn't hit her. You are so full of baloney.
Judge Judy.
On your smartest day, you're not as smart as I am on my dumbest day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 31-year-old college student director Amy Slater is suing 24-year-old student Keisha Rayner and her twin sister, recreational therapist Kim Rayner. Amy says during an argument in a nightclub, the twins attacked her, knocking her out.
Order, all rise. Your Honor, this is case number one on the calendar in the matter of Slater versus Raynor.
Thank you.
Quite welcome, Judge. Ms. Warren, Your Honor, you may be seated.
Ms. Slater, according to your complaint, the defendants assaulted you while you were in a club.
Yes, ma'am.
When did that happen?
It was September 6th, 1999.
Can you tell me what took you so long to file this lawsuit?
I filed a lawsuit through the court system in the state of Illinois. The case was dropped by my attorney because the establishment that I was beat up in had no insurance. I have a letter from the state's attorney who said they wouldn't prosecute because it was a barroom brawl, and there was a third defendant. There was some mistaken identity of some of the witnesses who thought it was a woman, and it was actually a man with a hat on.
Okay. According to your complaint, you went into this bar and you got there early. Is it a dance club as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you with?
I was with two of my good friends from Springfield, Illinois.
And why did you get there early?
Because there was a show that evening, and we wanted to get good seats so we could sit close to the stage so we could see the show.
Did you get good seats?
Yes, we sat right in front.
And then there came a time when you all got up to dance, according to what I've read.
Correct.
And when you came back, one of the defendants was sitting in your seat.
Yes.
Which defendant?
It was Keisha. It was the short one.
Is that you?
Yes.
Was the place full?
Yes.
Anyway, that's when the altercation started. You
yes.
told her to move.
I asked her to move.
And what did she say?
She said that she didn't see my name on the seat and that she didn't have to move. She paid money just like I did.
Was there anything on the table that would indicate that you were there?
Yes. We had
what?
Our drinks. We had a camera. We had my keys, my cigarettes.
That's not true, Your Honor.
So you said move. She said your name is not on the seat. And what happened next?
Her boyfriend came around from behind her and instructed me not to talk to her that way, shoved me backwards. I came back forwards and told him not to put his hands on me again. I said it a little gruffer than that at the time.
Well, what did you say to him?
Don't you ever put your effing hands on me again. And he picked up a beer bottle off the table, swung it, hit me on the back right side of the head.
I want you to be quiet, okay? Listen to me. Hey.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
He swung the beer bottle. He hit me on the back right side of the head. I kind of was woozy, stepped backwards. And then the second defendant came from the left side, and she said, stay away from my sister, and did an uppercut, hit me right in the eye, right here. I saw stars. I looked up, fell down flat on the ground, and they began to kick me on the ground. And then people started bunching in, and I'm not sure what happened much after that, except I was carried outside and taken to the hospital in an ambulance.
What kind of injuries did you suffer?
I had a contusion on the back of my head. I had an optical blowout fracture of the right eye, completely shattered the bone that held my eye in its socket. I had a broken bone in the bridge of my nose, and I have pictures, Your Honor, if you'd like to see the injuries.
I'd like to see the pictures. I'd like to see the medical records.
Pictures. Maybe just a second for me to get those.
How long were you hospitalized?
I was in Carbondale Memorial until early the next morning of the 6th, and I went home, and then I had surgery on the 9th of September.
How long were you hospitalized after the surgery?
A day after that, and then I was off work for 2 weeks after that.
Is that the area where the medical bill?
Yes, medical would you like to see the whole thing, Your Honor? I know you're thorough. I don't know if you want to look through the whole.
I want to see all the medical reports.
Medical reports start at the very beginning, Your Honor.
Okay. Are there also the police reports?
Yes, Your Honor, they're right here.
You have those, and I'd like to see those too, please.
They're separated by hospital, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. You went for follow-up care through November?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, even further than that, I think my last checkup was February of 2000, February 20th of 2000.
Okay, let me just go back again. What time had you arrived at the club?
It was around 8:30.
What time does the show start?
It started about 10.
And at about what time did you get up to dance?
It was at an intermission, 11:30, quarter till 12.
And what is the capacity, if you have any idea, of this club?
I don't know the capacity, Your Honor. I know that it was very, very crowded. It was standing room only in some places.
Okay. What time did you arrive at the club?
Around 11:30.
Who did you come into the club with?
My sister, my boyfriend, my mother, just the four of us.
And you looked around for seats?
Mm-hmm.
And there were no seats?
No.
Is that right?
That's right.
You walked right up to the front?
No, we actually were around the back of the club. And when we couldn't find any seats, we actually sat in someone's seats. And they had things there, so when they asked us to come, we, okay, moved. So then we came around to the club, and there were only two seats there that were open. So we sat there, and we made sure that there were no belongings.
Just a second. I didn't ask you made sure that there were no belongings. These empty seats that you found, were they right up in front near the dance floor?
Mm-hmm.
Good seats?
Mm-hmm.
Really good seats, right?
I suppose.
Sort of surprising that they would be empty at 11:30, since there was standing room only in the club, is that right?
I suppose.
You suppose. Now, how long do you say that you were sitting in that seat before the plaintiff came over to tell you that that was her chair?
At least 30 minutes.
You're sure about that, is that right?
I'm positive about
You're
that.
You're absolutely positive that you were sitting there for 30 minutes?
I'm positive.
And I assume that that's true, because in your answer, Keisha, that you signed, this is your signature, isn't it?
That is.
Down here?
Mm-hmm.
You say you were sitting there for 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and nobody came.
Right.
Right? And you think that your memory of the event is as good today as it was 2 years ago?
Yeah, I would assume.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read to you from the police report that you gave to the police on the day of the incident. Mm-hmm. I sat down to watch the show when 5 minutes later, three women walked up talking to me about some chairs.
That was the first.
I'm speaking. You were about to tell me this was the first woman, right? That you got out of the seat. No. Let me read a little further, madam. I told her that I'd been sitting there for 5 minutes and that I didn't think I should have to get up. She continued screaming that I just got there and she just got up to dance. So on the day of the incident, you told the police you had been sitting there for 5 minutes. Does that sound familiar?
Not at all.
Twice you told them.
Not at all.
Twice you told them.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amy Slater says it was during an argument over a seat in a nightclub when she was attacked by twin sisters, Keisha and Kim Rayner. Amy claims the twins knocked her to the ground and kicked her until she was unconscious.
So this young lady comes over to you and said, these are my seats.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? She told you to get up. You said, I'm not going to get up. She said, I'm going to go to the manager.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
She told me to get out of her seats, and she was not at all polite when she walked over because she was highly intoxicated. So when she came over, I was like, well, I've been sitting here for 30 minutes. She's like, well, my friends and I just went to dance. And I was like, well, I told her that she should see the management. And she told me she wasn't going to see the management. She could handle this herself. And that's when the altercation took place.
What kind of altercation, madam?
Her and her friends started to surround me. So my boyfriend, whose arm was broken, he had just had surgery like 2 days before. Did not touch her whatsoever, jumped in front of me just because they were starting to surround me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, don't come to me like that. Don't step to me like that and this and that, you know. So we both told her to go and see the management. We were not looking for a fight.
Why didn't you go to see the manager?
Because she was the one with the problem.
No, you had a problem.
I didn't have a problem.
No, you were sitting in her seat.
I was sitting in a seat that I paid
you
cover charge for.
Shh. No. Miss Attitude. It's not true. It's not true. You go into a crowded club where there isn't a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's follow me. No, can you? Mm-hmm. You go into a crowded club where there isn't a seat in the house, standing room only,
mm-hmm.
and you get there late at 11:30 at night. Show's already half over.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that the table fairy has shown their light on you, and you find the two best seats in the house empty. You're sitting there for 5 minutes, not 30, because you lied in your answer, because to the police you told five. When somebody comes over and says, you're sitting in my seat. And you say, go see the manager. It's not your seat. Mm-hmm. But you were not the one that hit her. You didn't hit her.
No.
Right? You did. Right? I'm speaking.
Not
no, just look at me. You did.
Eventually.
All right. That was very important for me to know. You were the one that hit her, breaking
not
her
Not before
eye.
She hit her. There was no...
Just a second. Just a second.
Okay.
Just a second.
No problem.
No, there's nothing about hitting.
Okay.
We hear about pushing. So let's not elaborate, because I read all the reports.
Okay.
Listen to me. On your smartest day, you're not as smart as I am on my dumbest day. So I read all the reports, every single word. Let's start again.
Okay.
She never hit your sister. She pushed her, according to you. Right?
Yeah.
So let's get it straight. She pushed her. Mm-hmm. And after she pushed her, what did you do?
I hit her.
Where did you hit her?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You don't know?
Not initially, no. Not the first time.
Well, how many times did you hit her?
It was a big fight.
No, no. How many times did you hit her?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. But you hit her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you hit her, did she fall down?
No, she hit me back.
Okay, where did she hit you?
Oh, I don't know. I got hit. She had a couple of friends that were fighting, so I got hit by a couple people.
You have photographs of your injuries?
No, because I didn't have any injuries.
Uh-huh. It was really important for me to know that from her, because according to your police report, initially, you could not identify the person who hit you.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
That's correct.
Now we know. Now we know. Listen, I'm not saying that you handled this in the smartest way, but I can understand what happened. You go into a club, you get up to dance, you leave your stuff on the table. There's no question in my mind that there were drinks on the table and maybe keys or cigarettes and whatever. They come in, they see two empty seats. She sits down with the boyfriend. By the way, you sat down with your boyfriend. What did you do with your mother?
My mother was on
found her a seat.
Just a second.
My mother was on the other side of the club. We found her a seat because she has back problems. We found her a seat. The thing was, Your Honor, there was no belongings on the table at all because we wouldn't have sat there.
Listen to me. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You know why I don't believe you? I don't believe you because when somebody lies in court once.
Oh, I have not lied. Can I see the police report,
you
Your Honor? Because that's not true.
Oh,
and
sure.
It is not my handwriting.
It doesn't have to be your handwriting, madam. It's what the police wrote down.
Your Honor, there is a statement in there that she signed.
There it is. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, this is the police report, and it's signed by her. There you go. Take a look.
Mm-mm. This was the first seat, ma'am.
What?
This was the first seat.
No, it wasn't. Why, you got into a fight with the lady of the first seat, too?
No.
Hmm? Right?
Wrong.
You wrote down that statement. So now it isn't even the police's handwriting. It's your handwriting. You wrote down the statement. You wrote down that you had been sitting at the seat for 5 minutes.
Right, and this was actually 5 minutes after this altercation took place, okay? And the police officer basically was having me write whatever he told me to write.
You are so full of baloney. You are so full of baloney. You were very careful about a lot of the other things that you said here.
Okay.
So you would have been equally as careful about the time. Mm-hmm. Because it was... I hate when they twirl their hair like that. Judgment for the plaintiff and the amount requested, $5,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think Judge Judy saw through the defendants, that they lied.
You know, when you're at a club looking for a fight, that's what you're going to get. You know what I mean? So she got what she deserved.
My eyesight is okay, but my eye is still 2 millimeters inside my head, and it'll always be that way, so I'll always have a permanent reminder of them.
And now the next case.
All parties on Battle versus Jones Evans. Step forward, please.
Correctional Officer Brenda Battle and her 15-year-old son, Adrian, are suing their relatives, 39-year-old homemaker Aquanetta Jones and her daughter, 15-year-old Laura Evans. Adrian says that during an argument, Laura cut him with a knife.
Oh, this is such a convoluted, complicated case, so I'm going to see if I can decipher it and then make it easy. Miss Battle.
Yes.
This is your son who was injured.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Miss Jones?
Yes.
This is your daughter who had the knife.
Yes.
How old are you?
15.
According to your complaint, you and your brother, her father, took your children and went on a trip. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Miss Jones wasn't there.
That's right, Your Honor.
On the way back in the car, your brother's daughters got into sort of a... they were misbehaving. Your brother was getting annoyed with them. And there was some sort of an altercation that took place between your brother and his children.
Yes.
So far, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
They were fresh. They were screaming back and forth. she told him to get into the car or get out of the car, whatever. All that time, Miss Jones wasn't there.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now, at some point, this young lady, what's your first name?
Laura.
Laura, who was fighting with her father, or the sister was fighting with your father, took out a knife. Where did you get the knife from?
I had it in my travel bag.
What kind of a knife was it?
Like a regular kitchen knife.
How big?
I don't know, like a regular knife.
Well?
I mean, like, just like that. It's not like a steak knife or a big knife.
Not like a big knife? That's a big knife. So you took it out of your bag, and what were you gonna do with the knife?
I was gonna, like, my father was hitting on me and my sister, and
he was hitting you?
Yeah. So and I was just gonna, like, try to, like, get him to leave us alone.
And at that time, you decided to intervene. You decided you didn't want to get anybody to get hurt.
Right.
So what did you do?
I seen her go in her bag and pull the knife out, and I grabbed the arm, and she said, get off me. And that's when I got cut with six stitches.
So you got cut on your finger.
Right.
Trying to take the knife away from her. Is that right?
Grabbed the arm, yes.
You were taken to the emergency room?
Right.
And you had to have your finger stitched up.
Right.
She didn't mean to cut you. It was because you were struggling over this knife. Is that right?
Right.
So far, is that correct?
Yeah.
Your lawsuit is against Miss Jones as the mother of this young lady because you feel as if she should pay the medical bills.
Yes, sure.
And pain and suffering and all that other stuff.
Yes, sure.
And she wasn't there.
The mother wasn't there.
Why don't you sue your brother?
Thank you.
Sue my brother?
Yeah. Your brother was the one who brought the children on a vacation. He was responsible for the supervision of his children all during the course of the vacation. Why would you choose to sue Miss Jones, who wasn't there, instead of suing your brother? Miss Battle, this young lady has two parents.
Right.
One of her two parents should pay. But you explain to me why the mother, instead of the father who was there supervising, allegedly, his children, why the mother should be responsible.
Well, I really don't understand why is the daughter carrying a knife in the bag anyway.
I don't understand it either. Her father should have gotten it out of her bag.
She didn't, I mean, he didn't know that she had a knife in the bag.
You think the mother knew that she had the knife in the bag?
I have no idea.
Well, I have no idea. But she wasn't with her daughter for a week. Your brother was with his daughter for a week. He was supervising.
If she felt like she had to carry a knife on the trip, why go on the trip?
Just a minute. I don't disagree with you. I don't even have to ask her. Point is, she carried the knife on a trip on which she was being supervised by her father.
Right.
Why do you sue her mother?
Because she's the mother of the child.
And your brother is the father, the supervisor.
But he didn't know what the daughter had in the bag. He didn't know what was in the bag.
Well, Miss Battle, you're way off base. Your brother is responsible for her actions. If you want to sue one of the parents, you sue your brother, her father,
right,
whose responsibility it was to take care of his daughter under all circumstances, not to get into a fight with them, not to get into an altercation with them. And if he did, to be able to control his girls. And if he was unable to control his girls, and as a result of that, your son was injured, sue him. Your case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She shouldn't even been on the trip if she really felt like she had to carry a knife.
To me, her brother is responsible.
I love my cousin. It was just an accident.
It really was an accident. And, like, he's my cousin. I love him.
If you're a parent, you should have communication with your kids.
Be responsible parents.
It was nice being on the Judge Judy show, and she's not really that bad after all.